What did he even say? If you want to make a... Oh, get yeah, yeah.
Ginger, do meeting, Coco.
No, he said... If
wasn't
you...
it Ginger, give me the Coco?
Yeah. If you want to make a Ginger, give me the Coco. What did
he said
hear?
The meeting.
The meeting?
Isn't that what Whiskey said?
What does that mean? If you want to make a Ginger meeting.
Whiskey, wait, let me...
No, but if he said the meeting, that is what would that
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, what would that mean?
But, like, they're meeting, or I don't know. Let me play it, Whiskey. Let me look for that song. Oh, give me the... I swear,
so
I heard Whiskey say...
confidently arguing
about... Sorry. Oh, shit. Wait, give me a second. Let me hear Whiskey's part. Oh,
crying.
What the fuck? My
it's actually
just
me and so many lyrics.
Properly.
Okay, yes, precisely. Okay. Hi, guys. It's your host, Matilda.
And your host, Adiza.
And your other host, Imama.
And you're listening to the Amiibo Interludes. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Africalypso podcast. I realized I'm always saying welcome back to the episode. Is that even correct?
I don't know. I think so. No, welcome to a new episode.
Welcome to a new episode, exactly. Because yeah. I said, oh, welcome back to the podcast. But like, yeah. When I edited last time, I was like, I don't know about this. Okay. But you guys, we're recording so early this morning. Like, it's like 8 a.m. So you see, we hustle so much for you guys.
Screaming.
You're welcome. But how have you guys been?
Asleep, screaming, but true. I've just been really busy. Honestly, that's the way I can summarize my life right now.
Stress, I get it. Working and schooling at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have an assignment.
Are you working full-time right now?
Huh?
Are you working full-time while you're doing your master's?
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
I'm accepting food, guys.
Why does it always come down to food?
Because, I mean, I am accepting food, you know.
Is food going to help you finish your degree?
Actually, it will. Let me explain. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, obviously, I don't have time to cook because I'm really busy. So, if I don't eat, there's a very good chance that I'll feel a headache, which will mean that I won't be able to work well. So, if you buy me food, that will stop me from feeling a headache, which will mean that I'll be able to work well, which will mean that I can finish my degree.
Food instead?
That's also an option. Beautiful. Okay. Well, indeed. Anyone that you choose, I'm down for. As long as food is presented
maybe
to me in a way, shape, or form. Honestly, Hadiza, have I said I love you before? I think this is the moment where I mention such.
No, cause I can,
you have not recommended anything useful.
I'll pray for you. No, I know you'll make it through. You got this. We're praying for you. Maybe we'll send food. Maybe.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. Thank you.
You don't want to hear prayers.
No, I want to hear the prayer. I need it all. Prayer and food, okay. Honestly. Prayer that's the way.
Nice. Hadiza?
I don't know. It's been a lot of emotions, mostly. Mm. Yeah. But it's good. At last, I'm still grateful, you know, for the things I did get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my work, I got full time, for example, which is nice.
Oh, congratulations.
I can finally apply for, what they call that thing? Healthcare.
OHIP.
Because your girl was, you know, living under, I don't know why I was living under, trying to avoid sickness. But now, at least, like, I have that, which is great. I mean, I've been preparing for an interview. I'm still waiting for a response. So, you know, my emotions are like, they didn't pick me. But yeah.
We'll pray for you as well.
Exactly. Yeah,
thank you.
Pray for you on the sense.
My week's been just normal. But keep praying for me too.
Prayers for everybody. You get a prayer.
Yeah, but I hope the listeners are also doing good. We continue to be in this panoramic and we're just hoping everybody's good, everyone's families are good and all of that. But I went for a massage for the first time last week.
Oh my gosh, that's what I need to book for Saturday.
it makes a difference, you guys. It really does. Like, I thought it was just like, you know, these things where it's all in your mind or something, but it's not. It's
why?
I don't know. Like, people rubbing your back. People have rubbed my back before.
But it's not just rubbing your back. It's
I get it now.
I'm just kidding. This is like people rubbing your back. Like, you think I just like rubbed oil and you're just rubbing this, rubbing it.
No, I get it now. Like, I was so relaxed. But it's so funny because my masseuse guy, he was like, Loki, if you like, wear the mask. If you like, put it down. If any of us have the, did he say the UK variant? 70% into this time, one of us will get it. So I was like, wow, thank you.
Amazing. Very, very, very comforting while I'm trying to be relaxed.
And then he was just talking about how something about in South Africa, because they have like the South African variant that it's not responding to a certain vaccine. So like they scrapped that whole vaccine. I haven't Googled it though. You guys should do that Google search yourself, because I don't want to be Googling bad news. But I was like, are we actually ever getting out of this panoramic?
Me, I'm getting out. I don't know about everybody else, but me, I'm getting out. I'm fed up.
The cinema's open again, though.
I think, honestly, okay.
Really?
I'm just hush hush.
What? That the cinema's open again.
Yeah, that's great for them.
I think I'm going to go.
I just wanted to say, but I don't want to say it on the podcast.
No, you didn't want to say it
come for me. Please cut this part out.
No. The thing is, like, they're open, though, but, like, no one is really going. So, like, I saw a video of someone in there, and they were, like, the only ones. So, in that kind of situation.
So, what if everybody thinks like you, then?
We'll see. I was backing up most people just being like, I don't want to go. And then you like that's have the whole cinema to yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, like when it opened the last time, my sister and my sister and I went, we really and truly were like the only ones there. It was
exactly.
Like
no one is wanting to go there.
But I don't know. I feel like now it's just kind of gotten to a point where everybody's really like, people have been exhausted, but like now everybody's like just more exhausted of staying at home that like with the small hope that they can get, I think they're like just running with it. So if cinemas are open, I think people might be like, I need this. I'm going to go.
I see what you mean.
But people might not even get the vibe anymore. I don't know how to explain it. Like, when was the last time y'all went to the cinema? Like,
okay, that's why I'm trying to go.
Like, it's like, I don't know. I don't think everybody's on that vibe right now, to be honest.
I lucky feel like the last time I went to the movies was 2019.
Okay, mine was 2020 for sure.
Really?
2020, yes.
Had I known. Anyways. But let's start with the bad news, because last time we bought Interlude, we ended with the bad news, and I'm just like, no, that's not the vibe I'm going for. But I don't know if you guys have heard about the recent kidnapping in Zamfara in Nigeria. It was like 300 girls they kidnapped or something like
that. Yeah, I heard of it, yeah.
Thoughts? Especially because there's also been like a chain of like kidnappings in, especially northern Nigeria, but really Nigeria as a whole. They kidnapped some schoolboys just a week before those girls, and I think they were just releasing them, and that's when they kidnapped these girls. Yeah.
I think it's also wicked. I think that the government can do more, but they're choosing not to. Like, those are the only thoughts I may have.
Do more like how? What is the more you feel like they can do?
These bandits, quote-unquote bandits, move from terrorists to bandits. But anyways, these people have been kidnapping people for how many years? I mean, I don't want to be out here throwing accusations at anybody, but I just feel like it's sketch. It just seems very, very sketch to me. Like, it just seems like they can end them. Yeah, and like, that's what I mean when I say that they can do more.
I mean, my confusion is, you know, initially I was like, oh, this is so crazy. Then I read lots of articles, and then I really started thinking, 300 people?
That's what I mean.
How the heck do you move 300 like, people without people noticing?
Without people noticing. It sounds sketch. Like, the whole thing just sounds really sketch.
Like, kidnapping even one person is like hard, because Robbie, like, people notice 300.
Honestly,
I'm vastly confused. It's also weird because I heard that, and this is just allegedly, that like they are paying like high sums of money to like these kidnappers and bandits and everything.
That's
so people are seeing like lucrative.
Sketch.
Yeah, because it's kind of like a coveted sponsoring of that organization. You'd be surprised, actually. I remember the last time, you know, there were some senators that were found to be sponsoring these organizations.
But the people that were sending money from Dubai that time, did you see how that just all vanished into the air?
It's true. Nobody even said anything.
Like, it's like, okay.
Yeah, so it's just, what was it, 80 million Naira or something like that, that they paid some... I really couldn't find the details because I was looking for somewhere, but I feel like it might just be like something under the table. So I read this article and they said 2 weeks ago, lawmakers from Zamfara State suggested offering amnesty to repentant kidnappers in exchange for sustainable economic opportunities. But just stuff like that. Like, even is it recovered, abi retired Boko Haram people that they're offering them money or something like that too. So it just feels like we're negotiating with like terrorists in Nigeria, it seems. And so it's a lucrative business. Like, if I'm underemployed or whatever and I don't have any money, of course I'll see kidnapping as a lucrative business if they're going to pay me money. So it's just, I feel like we keep encouraging them, but I also wonder what the alternative is once they've kidnapped these people anyways, because I think the issue is just putting security outside like all these schools, because you already know that they are vulnerable at this point. 300 girls? Nobody?
Like I said, it all sounds sketch.
It sounds really sketchy, but I'm scared because, like, I'm scared of Nigeria. Like, right now, we're hearing news and everything, and it's all funny and it's jokes. No, it's
funny.
Oh, sorry.
It's not funny.
I don't know why I said that. No, it's, like, it's all fun and games. Not like it's funny, but, like, we're looking at it as numbers, right? A lot of things out of the north, we look at it as just numbers. Like, they'll say Boko Haram has kidnapped this person, but we just hear it and we, like, push it aside. But these are actual people losing their children. It's a huge deal, and I feel like it's not going to stop. Like, there was all the rage about like the Chibok girls, bring back our girls, but since then we've gone like downhill.
But think about it, that Chibok girl rage took a while. It wasn't immediate.
Took a while to
start up. It wasn't immediate. Like, you're saying, oh, we've gone down, but what I'm saying is this just recently happened. The Chibok girls thing took a while to, like, the rage, as in people being angry about the situation, took a while. Like, it didn't happen immediately. The situation happened, so it's possible that, you know, people picked this up. A lot of people have been talking about it literally. So
I don't think it's the same intensity. I don't think it's ever going to get the same intensity again, because since the Chibok girls, it's happened so many times.
I don't know, like, I haven't seen a lot of people talk about it, but I mean, I agree that it might not get exactly the same intensity just because it's almost like, is it every time? But
it's
I actually have seen a lot of people.
The order of the day, though.
Yeah, but I feel like with this one, especially because it was like 300 girls, like, I've seen a lot of people talking about it, even like non-Nigerians.
Okay, interesting. I haven't seen that. The difference, though, between that and like Chibok girls is like, we took to the streets, we protested, Michelle Obama was even involved, and like, you know, all these things, it was like so huge. It's like, oh my gosh, how can 276 girls go? And now it's like 300, and now it's been like so many kids, and like, I just feel like it's not going to exactly get the same response. It's really up to our government at the end of the day.
My dear.
Thank God we started with this because we're tired. But still on Nigeria, though, I saw this link somewhere that they were saying that you should come and register for vaccine. Did you guys see that?
Masuda, it's early.
It's way too early for this. I'm not joking, though. They said Nigeria is scheduled to take delivery of 3.9 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine on the 2nd of March 2021. I think it's AstraZeneca. Yeah, so like, apparently it's meant to be delivered on the 2nd of March 2021. So it's the first arrival of COVID-19 vaccines in the country. Why are they keeping it a little bit on the hush-hush, though? Because
Did you see that thing that they were like, oh, the vaccines are coming, but they're going to be prioritized by, obviously they said healthcare workers, and they said, oh gosh, I have to find it. That tweet sent me. Oh my gosh. Healthcare workers. And they said, then they said strategic leaders. Then they said politicians. They now said an oil company workers. I was like,
wait, what?
Since when did oil company workers become essential?
Frontline workers.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, bro, when did oil company workers become essential?
They're essential,
like,
to the economy, I guess.
Apparently. Somebody's different. Like, I saw that tweet, I was just like, and it was actually tweeted from like one of the government accounts. It wasn't like, you know, just a random person. It was a genuine tweet.
Okay, but can you explain to me why politicians are even on that list?
Actually, I'm not sure if politicians were there. One second. Let me actually find this. I have to find
but
that.
But let's be honest. That's what's going to happen.
I found it. Okay. In the first phase of the vaccination, healthcare workers, frontline workers, the military, police, oil and gas workers, Nigerians at the border post and strategic leaders, etc., will be prioritized. So I guess for politicians, we're not there. But like,
but they're inside that strategic leader. What
they are under strategic leaders. Because just watch them throw everybody and anybody. Under strategic leaders. And I feel like for me, it wasn't even strategic leaders, because say you absolutely need the leaders to lead the country, so whatever. It's the oil and gas workers. I don't get.
What country are they leading, Joe?
No, but as well, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt, you know. Man is just like, I don't get how oil and gas workers, like, how are they suddenly essential?
Wow.
But not that I'm saying you guys should not get it, so you should get the vaccine. But
it's true though, out of those vaccines that they're bringing, how many people are actually going to now take it?
Nigeria that has like,
hey,
anyways, it's not what I planned on disturbing my brain about this morning.
But I cried so much because you have to like, I don't get what they mean by register for the vaccine though. Like, are other countries doing that, or is it just because we don't have a database?
These are questions I don't have answers to.
Because it's like, I think you usually like register for it when it's kind of like your turn to take it, but they're actually telling everyone to just register for it. I don't understand. Like, have they come out with a plan, a rollout plan, anything?
Matilda, is it us that you're asking, or are you just like expressing your stress?
I guess I'm expressing my stress, but I'm just throwing the questions out because I'm trying to understand. They said to add yourself to the pool. As in what? Lottery. Anyways, but yeah, that's the news on vaccination in Nigeria. At least they're delivering vaccines, because
exactly. But so thank God for his small messes.
But the buy is in hell though. This is 3.9 million doses out of 200 million people in Nigeria. Anyways.
Small by small.
Anyways, and they said it's part of their 2-year plan to vaccinate people over the age of 18.
So yes. Everybody under is just
fuck them.
Got
vibes.
It.
Vibes.
Got it. Okay.
Anyways, Sha. Okay, on to lighter stuff. Did you guys see the whole Chioma and Davido wahala that happened over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
Yeah.
Let me stop asking thoughts. Should I break it down?
break it down for the audience.
So a past year, Davido was I want to say photographed, but I feel like there's a better way to say that word.
He was pictured.
No. Like, to actually do like non-Nigerians say photographed.
I mean, he was photographed. It wasn't all photographed.
No, I said photographed too.
I mean, what was a different word?
Photographed.
Was it?
I know, I'm joking. A picture was taken, Sha, of Davido and this babe, Sha. I think she was Young Ma's ex.
Did you say Young Man?
No, Young Ma. Abi.
Oh, I thought you said Young Ma.
Young M.A.
Young M.A. Wait, don't people say Young Ma?
You know, people say Young M.A., I guess some people say Young Ma, but like most people say Young M.A. But I just thought said Young Ma, and I was just like, what in the Nigerian parents is Young Man? Like,
Young Man's ex. No, you know, the rapper. Yeah. He was photographed with this babe and everything, holding her hands. I think they were outside a club or something. And Twitter just broke out. Twitter was like, what about Chioma? Something like that. Like, what happened to Davido and Chioma and stuff? But like, I feel like the assumption was that they weren't together anymore. Right?
Oh, really? I didn't assume that. I thought they were still together.
Oh. Wasn't it late last year or mid last year or something that like news broke out about Davido maybe having a new kid with this person, some new person?
The time that is the. It doesn't mean.
Lucky though, Chioma has stuck through a lot of his babies, because if you really do the math of how long they've been going out, she said what they've been going out for like what, 10 years or 8 years or something like that.
Exactly.
His babies were born between them.
It does not mean.
But they also said she moved out of his house or something. I've been hearing these things. Like, in fact, the day before the whole thing happened, like, I and my friends were talking about it, and we're just like, yeah, they're not together again. Like, it was confirmed and stuff. So when we saw that, I wasn't surprised. But everybody was surprised, bro. It was just the rave. And so people were like, I don't believe in love again, as everyone does when a celebrity breaks up.
Okay, but it's David and Chioma.
Yeah, but like, you know how he was singing Assurance?
I guess.
We believed him for what they believed him for whatever reason.
Actually, no, I actually did believe him, to be honest. Like, I mean, like, not that I will come and say, oh, I don't believe in love because of that anymore, but I did kind of believe that maybe he had found the one.
Men would disgrace you. Let me tell you, men,
like, they probably will.
They would disgrace you.
They probably will. But yeah, no, I genuinely actually thought that he loved this babe and he was trying to marry her. I mean, I don't know if he's still trying to marry her, but yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, men will embarrass you. And then some people were now talking about she didn't even cash. Like, I feel like we have the same narrative, like same stories in Nigeria every time people break up or anything happens. Like, remember in Dangote's situation, they were like, the girls didn't even cash out. Same thing for Chioma. They said she didn't even really cash out of this relationship. And I'm just like, is that what you guys think when you break up with someone?
Well, I mean, I guess it's because it's like people that have money, right? So they're like, if you're going to go through that embarrassment, you might as well have something to like wipe your tears with. At least that's the way I see it. Like, that's the logic that I get from them. It's like, bro, they came to no, don't say it like that. Don't say it like that. But it's kind of, I mean, like, I'm not saying I agree with that logic or I don't agree with it. So I'm just saying, like, it's like, if you're going to embarrass me, and first of all, you've already put me in the public eye and you have embarrassed me, the least that can happen is like, not to pay for it, it sounds almost like
looking like it,
but I don't know. Like, I just, I mean, I understand what they are saying. I'm just explaining what they are saying. I'm not saying I agree with you, too. I'm just explaining where they are coming from.
Why do you understand where they are coming from?
Because I happen to have, it's so called range.
Deep in your chest, no, you agree
it's
with
called,
it.
It's called range. I just understand different things. It's something that I used to agree with it.
It's fair. Yeah. I guess I get it, but like, Chioma isn't poor herself or anything, so. I mean, I don't think that's why she was with him. So it's just insensitive to say that.
To who?
To Chioma now.
Oh.
Like, she actually thought, yo, she used to cook for 30 BG and shit.
She used to cook for 30 BG. I actually don't know. Like, I feel like Chioma did cash out, actually.
You think she actually cashed out?
I think she cashed out because it's like, bro, like, she has deals now. She had, did she have a show on DSTV at one point?
Oh, yeah, the cooking show.
Like, exactly. She has, like, in a way, shape, and form, connects, like, with, like, people in the industry. So, she did cash out, just maybe not in... And in fact, she might even cash out
maybe
in, like,
not, like, liquid cash or anything, but,
yeah,
like,
maybe not even liquid cash, but I feel like she even probably does have liquid cash. I can't imagine Davido. I mean, I guess, honestly, who am I? Maybe he never gave her money, but I would assume that, like, he would have given her money at a point, like, but her, like, you know, things, and obviously, so, like, they can look to be at the same level. I don't know, but I think she cashed out. I just don't know. Maybe people expected her to dry him up or something. I don't know, but I think she did cash out, just not in the way that maybe everybody was expecting to see, but... Yeah.
Good luck to them. Yeah, lots of people were like, okay, yeah, they've broke up, just leave them because breakups are already hard. But I think on the flip side of that, it's like, they did put their relationship out there, though. We didn't beg Davido to sing Assurance. We didn't beg Davido to be shouting Chioma everywhere. So it's like, it's just one of those things you get when you put your relationship in the public eye, I guess. I didn't expect any less, Chioma. Love Island, South Africa.
Screaming emergency blocks.
Did you see that?
I did.
Okay, so just for background, Love Island South Africa's, I think, their Twitter page, but that's weird because it wasn't verified. Was that their actual...
I think it was their Twitter page. I think it wasn't verified because it's newer. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But I think it was their actual Twitter.
That was their actual Twitter. Yeah, they posted a picture of, like, the contestants this year. And it was just confusing because almost all of them were white. Like, even the supposed black people were looking a little bit white.
There was one black person.
I think she was, like, mixed or just lighter skin or something like that. She was in
about
the back of the story.
Black people or so.
Huh. Okay. And then... people were retweeting it. They said Mandela, South Africa. Like, the country is literally like 8% black. Apparently, I'm sorry, 8% white.
Yeah.
8%. So out of those 8%, they filled. It's just so confusing. And then after the backlash, they now took a picture of the skin.
And it's so funny
coming in.
Because it's like, why didn't they show us their real skin? Face? like their tummy, their thigh, like, you know, just like sections of their skin to show that this way indeed black.
So just to explain, like, the thing is with Love Island, like, usually as the season goes, like, they can introduce new people into it. I don't know if you guys have watched Love Island before, but I think after the backlash, almost all the new people they brought were black, right? Mm-hmm. But instead of them to like take a picture of their full face, full body and everything to announce that they're coming, they took pictures of their tummy, their thighs.
Like, oh wow, now you listen to us. Or I don't know, like, it's embarrassing.
But then they didn't even say we listen to you. They just said introducing the new people or something like that. Like, as if we are dumb, like, we can't see that that's what you're doing. Just bring. Mm-hmm. So, like, if there had been no backlash, would they have actually brought black people?
Maybe not.
I'm so confused. What did they think was going to happen when they did South African Love Island?
Love Island.
I don't get. Are there no black people in the panel also? Like, as in.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Like, how can this happen if, like.
When I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, it's 2021. Mm-hmm. Every single time I think we're moving forward, it's just like, I don't, wow.
I think people put like too much of like, what's the word? Hope in the air. Not hope, but like too much of like expectation on the fact that we're in 2021. Or like, you know, it was last time was like, oh, it's 2020. You should know better. I'm just like, I think people put too much expectation on like knowledge should be passed it like through these years because people are not.
Just, the reason it's upsetting is because we have this discussion almost every day.
And I'm not listening now. Oh, that's telling you.
Like, black people are having the conversations with black people, and like, white people are actually not privy to these conversations that are happening because these things keep happening every day still. And I'm just like, but we just had this conversation on Twitter. Like, are they not on social media? Are they not aware of what's going on that is 2021? I don't know.
Probably not.
Mad. Anyway,
Mickey Mama said they're probably not listening. Like, they're not.
Like, they probably are not listening, to be honest.
Or even if someone is talking, they're like,
like, oh, this one does not concern us.
Mad. Anyways, that's what we see. But I guess the difference now is at least we can talk about it, and it seems like they're listening. But wow. Anyways.
I don't even think they're listening.
You don't?
I think that the emergency blocks that they go were probably like maybe they just found one or two pictures here and there, and they were like, let's go and hustle to find them now. Or they would not come and release it, and I've been like, oh, so actually they have to drop out because of A, B, and C.
Oh,
but then
who knows?
Nah, that's just too much work to just not include black people.
Yeah, I feel like they had to listen because their viewership was actually at risk. Because a lot of people watch.
Now people watch it anyways. It's Love Island. People will watch it whether or not they're blacks.
But it's Love Island, South Africa. Aren't they people also targeting that market?
No, yeah, but it's still fun. Like, it's like as trash as they're being. It's still. Like, I think people will still watch it.
Yeah, I think people will still watch it, low-key. Like, even, for example, Love Island UK, every time they bring black people on, there's always a K-leg with the treatment of the black people they bring on. So, but we still watch it. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Let's end on Liz Benson. Children, gather around.
Screaming.
Our auntie has spoken.
Auntie Liz.
Auntie Liz came Isn't out that what from she retirement.
Her? Didn't she call her Auntie Liz?
Like, who? Mercy Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, initially, I didn't understand why Liz Benson was trending because I was like, Liz Benson, like, when last did we talk about Liz Benson?
Liz Benson. Didn't she go to become like an evangelist or something?
I think she's married to a pastor or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I heard that she went to become an evangelist, which is why she left the acting industry. That's what I heard, but then again, I don't know how true that is, but yeah.
Mm. So she left evangelism or retirement or whatever to come on Mercy Johnson's, I guess, cooking show or something. And like Mercy Johnson, also an actor in Nigeria, and they were having conversations, and like Mercy Johnson was asking her questions and she just decided to respond.
Oh, wait, you didn't say who Liz Benson is.
Oh, she's an OG Nollywood actor.
Veteran actor.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to play the clips in our podcast. Hadiza, have you heard the clips?
No, I actually just read the... I just read it, like what she said. I didn't hear her say it. I just read what she said, how, oh, you know, she's not a feminist and like she wants to define herself based off...
No, I guess that's why I want to play it, because I think it's the way she said it too. You know when someone says things but they didn't really say anything?
Oh my gosh, exactly. That's literally what happened. Because like I was listening, I'm just like, she's not really bashing it, but she's not also really like...
Yeah, that's what anything. I got to when I read like, it, but it might be better if I listened to it, yeah.
She's like, are you a feminist? No, I believe in the woman that I am. What does
exactly.
that mean?
Like, what does that mean?
So feminists don't believe in the woman that they are.
Anyways, let me play the clip.
Just before we go in for tasting, I want to know, Antelis, are you a feminist?
I am not, I'm sorry to say. I am not. I just believe in the woman that I am, that God has made me to be. I believe I have an inner strength. I have an inner mental ability that the other does not have. And so I build on it. I live with it. And I progress in it. Just be who God has called you to, made you to be. And you won't need the words feminism, or feminist, you won't need it.
Let me just stop there. What?
Exactly. That does not. Okay, please help us.
Okay, so I think she's saying she's not a feminist because she believes in her place as a woman. But you know how Nigerian women are like, oh, this whole bottom power thing and stuff like that.
It's true.
I feel like she's referencing that. Like she believes in her strength as a woman. So she's not a feminist in the sense that she doesn't want equality of the sexes.
Mm-hmm.
But she believes that there is still a power that she has being a woman that she likes.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
Hadiza, how did you get
she understands no sense feminism.
I'm screaming.
Remember, you see it a lot.
Yeah, but like honestly, this wasn't the only clip. There were like so many clips from that show, and there was like them asking her, would she leave her marriage if she caught her husband cheating kind of thing, and she's like, no, how can she leave her both of them really, Mercy Johnson and Liz Benson were agreeing that like how can they leave their home for another woman.
They asked
her, would she sacrifice like women are known to sacrifice in relationships. She said yeah, she agrees with that, just stuff like that, you know. And you know, listening to her, I was like, oh my, this is so sad. This is like our parents' generation of like thinking, and maybe some of us really.
But then again, they are our parents' generation.
Yeah. No, Mercy Johnson is not our parents' generation though. She's like the set below them.
Mercy Johnson, she basically is when you think about like, how old is Mercy 40s? Johnson? Mercy Johnson is like, she's almost 40. Actually, she's not 40,
our
but she's
are not
40. 40.
Our parents
yeah,
are 40,
but... Sure. Some of our parents are in their 40s though.
Yeah. Some of
like they're not 40, but like they're in their 40s, like maybe like closer to 50, but it's like maybe like a 10-year difference between them and Mercy Johnson. Which when you think about, like it's a lot, but it's not like they can still be tossed into the same age, like the same circles essentially.
I guess I was just watching it and I was like, this really really sounds like suffering. Then I now thought about it even deeper and I was like, if this is what they really believe is good for them, like I feel like even as a feminist you should agree with people's choices, I guess. Do you get what I mean? Like if it's her choice to, for example, suffer in her marriage, let her. That's her choice. If it's her choice to stay in a marriage that they are cheating on her because she doesn't want to leave her house for another woman, then, you know, let them go ahead. I feel like I had to fight against looking at her as less. I'm just like, why are you choosing suffering? Like, why? And then I went to the comments and I realized that depending on whoever posts these videos, you will get different reactions. Like if it's a Nigerian in Nigeria, for example, you get like other Nigerians in Nigeria. And I guess I woke up, like I slept really late that day that they posted the video. So it was mostly like Nigerians in Nigeria commenting. And the reactions were like in agreement to what she was saying. And I was like, what's going on?
You know what's interesting? You guys, let me tell you this stats. Very quick stats.
80%.
Right, so this is all. Okay, so let me say this. So I was talking to my friend, right? And he's based in Nigeria. And he was talking about how all his married friends cheat on their wives. And he didn't say
all
so.
Them.
He said all. I'm like, He's like, oh, he himself, like he would never be a part of that statistic.
Sure. all your friends.
All his friends.
He said all, like, actively. And I was just like, that's too bad, man. Like, I feel like the these kind of things, like, when women say these things out loud, they kind of give space for men to do the things that they do because they feel like it's okay. Because, yeah.
I don't know. I actually don't know if they feel like it's okay. I think, like, they feel like it's inevitable. So what can I do? Like, I can't come and cure myself. I just have to live with what I have.
No, but
at least that's the way I see it.
I think they think it's okay because it's like, imagine women are saying, I am not going to leave my marriage for another woman, or my home for another woman. So as a man, you're like, she's not going to leave me. Like, so I am the prize.
Like, even if you are not going to leave, you have to create some kind of responsibility for the man. Like, oh, this should not happen. And I will only stay in special situations.
Special situations.
The man is actually, like, as in the man is doing all severe. But you get, like, they're just saying,
what
it,
I
like,
mean?
Oh, if this happens, like, is cool. So even if the man is doing it, he can continue to do it so far as she's the one holding the household. Does that make sense?
Okay, like, but see, okay. The thing is that if it's going to happen anyways, like, if they end up, I mean, like, this is your friend that all his married friends cheat. If they end up cheating anyways, it's like, I think it's a thing where it's like, the one, like, okay, if I leave this one, the next one is going to cheat. If I leave that one, and, like, obviously, it looks like they want to get married. It's not like they're not out here in the street trying to be like, you know,
and
I'm trying to be single forever.
In Nigeria, for broken marriages.
Exactly, for broken marriages. Is it because of cheating? Like, so I feel like it's a thing where it's like, I mean, some of them might think it's okay, but I think the majority of them are like, because so the reason why I don't think they think it's okay is because if they thought it was okay, they would not make a fuss about it. Like, whenever it happens, they would not make a big deal out of it.
When I said they think it's okay, I mean the men.
Oh, the men? Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
is that what we're talking about? I thought you meant the women thought it was okay.
Like, so it, I don't know. I still feel like it's encouraging the behavior. Because it's like, okay, if one woman leaves and the other woman leaves, it's like breaking a cycle. Like, do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sure, maybe you are not the one that wants to start with breaking the cycle because you don't want to leave and everything. But I just feel like each of us are a part of this bigger society thing. So our individual, like, decisions are what fuels the whole society, because, well, one guy in that group, maybe he cheated, maybe his wife knew and nothing happened. The other guy is like, okay, I can get away with this then.
Mm-hmm.
And then all their friend group, they go with
it. They probably gather and they talk about it. You never step out. Don't you see that?
It's the audacity for me. Women will cheat and take it to their graves. Men will cheat and go to their group and be talking about it. It's the audacity for me.
No, honestly, a mess through and through.
But yeah, Auntie Liz, come on now, do better.
I mean, like, she might also just be genuinely happy in that.
Yeah,
kind of
she
thought.
Might be.
And it's like, if she is, who are we to say? And like, I feel like for me, it's like, yeah, as long as it works for you, that's okay. My own thing is that I just don't know that. But then again, she's also not telling everybody to do that, so we can't really say anything. Like, she's not like,
she's not,
oh, I did this.
Advising young girls, like, oh, exactly. Young girls, this
probably,
is what you
maybe
should
not
do.
In this clip, but she probably is. She's a pastor,
when she
right?
does, they will come for her. Okay. But until then, I think, like, you know, if this is what works for her, it's what works for her, and it's like, we can't tell her to, you know, do anything else.
Yeah, it could really work for her. I feel like maybe in a situation where the man she's married to actually really, really has sense and he doesn't.
I mean, then again, she might say, never mind.
Mama, pass.
No, pastor, no, don't.
That means, do I put it back?
That means absolutely nothing in Nigeria. Sometimes it even means that the person is worse than the average person.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that her own is
different.
Is a good story.
Yeah. But I guess the conversations we have on Twitter are just one dimensional, which is why I just thought we should discuss it here. I feel like PC culture is going a little too far these days. I don't know.
Is PC culture?
Like, politically correct culture?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we need to have discussions rather than just biting people. Like,
oh yes, now Twitter is heavy on the far left.
Yeah, we've been on that anyways.
Yeah, but I mean, what can we do?
What can we do? Hadiza, you wanted to say something though.
Oh no, yeah, I was just gonna say, like, you know, last as a feminist, you're still supposed to accept other women's choices. So
exactly.
It's like, you know, freedom for women to choose.
Yeah.
And she may not think that way forever.
She's old. She probably might.
I don't know.
Let's give her grace to grow. even at her age.
Okay. Anyways, guys, that's the end of this Amebot interlude. Don't forget to follow us on all socials. It's at AfricaLipsoPod on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Listen to our old episodes. Tell your friends to tell a friend to tell another friend. And yeah, we'll catch you next week with a full episode, you guys. Bye.
Bye.